So, I'm just going to ramble a little bit today about something I've been meaning to ramble for a while. As many people know, I really like to cook. It's like one of my favorite things to do. So I thought I'd give some cooking tips that I use all the time that I think made me a better chef in the kitchen. I think the first thing that I can do to help people improve their cooking at home is I recommend getting a very good kitchen knife. You don't need a million sets of knives, you really just need one good knife to do most of the things you want to do. And it should feel good in your hand, it should be, you know, a decent weight, a decent size. And it's really important that you learn how to hold a knife correctly, and also how to hold objects that you're cutting correctly. If you use the claw technique, which is kind of, imagine you're holding a tennis ball, right, in your hand. And then as you reduce the thing you're cutting, you kind of move your fingers back and back and back and back, and you use your knuckles to guide your knife down. You won't really cut yourself in the kitchen. Because that's a really common issue I think people have with knives, is they're afraid they're going to cut themselves. I think most of the time when you cut yourself with a knife, it tends to be a dull knife. Because with a sharp knife, you have so much control of it. But with a really dull knife, it slips often, and you don't get good cuts with it. And that's when you're more often than not going to cut yourself, because the knife slips and doesn't cut through. So, I always recommend starting with a really good knife. I also recommend, if you're going to use a cutting board, get like a paper towel or a damp cloth or something and place it under the cutting board. It helps to keep it in place so it doesn't slide around when you're cutting on it. A lot of the issues I think people have in the kitchen start off with knife work. But once you learn how to master your knife, that's going to help you a lot in being more efficient in the kitchen. What else can I think of? I always recommend before you start a recipe or start cooking, before you start anything on a heating element, you should prepare all the pieces of the dish. So measure out all your ingredients, get all the things that need to be cut up, all the things that need to be mixed, mix them. So when you turn on the heating element, it's just a matter of plug and play instead of you scrambling to find ingredients. It's always good just to have everything pre-measured and set aside, because then it's just a matter of assembly versus a matter of searching and doing extra steps, and then that's going to really affect your timing. Because good cooking is about efficiency and timing, really. So if you have all the pieces assembled and you're not scrambling, it'll definitely help. It'll definitely help you feel more calm in the kitchen. This is a meat tip, mostly because I love cooking meats. Always make sure if you're gonna put meat on like a frying pan or any kind of like element like that, that it's dry, so you get some good browning and crisping on the skin. If you have like a wet meat, it's not gonna brown or crisp as nicely. This is especially true for like poultry, like chicken, duck, quail. Dry skin will crisp and brown beautifully. So always make sure it's dry when you add it to like a frying pan or a skillet or something like that. And then when you're done cooking it as well, I highly recommend you always let meat rest. The longer it rests for, the better it is, because the juices will stay inside the meat instead of basically spilling out everywhere when you cut it. This is really true for like steaks, but also for chickens and other things like that, turkey, all that kind of stuff. You want your meat to rest. It's a small tip, but it makes a huge difference. Oh, Don't be afraid to add lemon juice to dishes or like orange juice or any kind of like lime or citrus, an acid basically. Acids help to brighten up dishes of all kinds. I add lemon juice to pancakes sometimes, just a little bit, and it really brightens up pancakes. I can't stress enough how good it is just to have a bottle of lemon juice in your fridge, because I know it's a pain for people to cut lemons and squeeze them, but I mean, if you want to do it fresh, it's way better. But yeah, just adding a little bit of lemon juice to dishes really brightens it up, really adds a lot of flavor and complexity to it. So I always advocate using lemon juice if the dish calls for it. Oh, spices. If you're using fresh spices, I would always, or like nuts, toast them. Give them a good toasting. Same with rice. A lot of people don't toast rice, but toasting rice is really good. Also, you should always rinse rice off as well, to get all the extra starch off. It makes a whole world of difference when you rinse the rice, and then you toast the rice, and then you add it into like a chicken stock or a vegetable stock instead of using water. The stock adds a lot more complexity to the rice instead of just water and salt. You get a really richer flavor in like a chicken stock. And also season your stock or season whatever you put the rice into. It's always good. Obviously this basic salt and pepper, but you know, you can use garlic and ginger. This all, play around with it. You can really have fun with it. I think a lot of what I love about cooking is experimentation. The ability just to kind of experiment and do whatever you want in the kitchen and see what comes of it. You learn by trial and error, as long as you don't get food poisoning, which brings me to my last tip. Get a good kitchen thermometer, just to make sure that the things you're cooking are completely cooked. Until you learn about doneness and stuff, there's nothing wrong with sticking something with a kitchen thermometer, looking at the temperature and being like, that's up to temp, or that isn't up to temp. It will save you heartache and stomach ache in the future, so I always recommend just learning with a kitchen thermometer, because then you'll get a good sense of how done something is, and it will ultimately help a great deal. I'm trying to think, is that all the tips I have for you? I wrote down like a list. Oh yeah. Back to the lemons. Before you squeeze your lemons or cut them up, roll them. That helps get the juices flowing. And it helps when you kind of juice it. So I always roll your lemons and stuff like that. It definitely helps. But yeah, I think those are all the kind of cooking tips I have off the top of my head. Maybe I'll run through a recipe in the future and we can work through a recipe together. That'd be fun. Maybe like French toast or something. Something simple, something that everyone can kind of do. With not a lot of prep and not a lot of ingredients. But I hope you enjoyed this slightly hoarse, soft-spoken cooking ramble. I'm going to be jumping into the kitchen pretty soon and cooking up something, because it's getting to be that time and I'm getting a little peckish. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening.